Welcome to this special edition of Frequency Matters, the RF Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle. I'm here with my co-host Gary LaRood and special guest Eric Olson, Product Line Marketing Manager at Minicircuits. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So millimeter wave applications have seen a big rise this year with automotive applications, SATCOM, A&D, and 5G. Mm-hmm. How is Minicircuits addressing these high-frequency markets?
We're absolutely seeing that broad-based demand coming from all of our customers and all the markets that we support. And what were once niche high-frequency applications are really becoming mainstream across telecom, test and measurement, aerospace and defense, industrial, satellite, and even some of the healthcare businesses. So therefore, we've really trying to make sure we're there for all of our customers and investing heavily over the last 2 or 3 years across our entire portfolio of 27 product lines. Our MMIX, connectorized and LTCC products get a lot of attention internally and externally, but we've also been expanding our MMIX attenuator products, as well as our connectorized and surface mount power dividers and couplers, again, to offer that complete picture to our customers. So that's the one-stop shop model that we continue to support. It's what differentiates us. So customers know they can come get everything from us, including cables, adapters, bias tees, DC blocks, terminations, and all of these products today go up to 65 gigahertz. We've got a new line of waveguide bandpass filters that go up to 86 gigahertz. And then we've got our growing test solutions business, which is one of our fastest growing businesses and supports products up to 65 gigahertz. So as we've done in the past at Minicircuits, we've really leveraging the proven approach of offering a very broadband capability in all of our product lines and letting our customers kind of pick and choose where they want to use the products in their applications. And so customers have gotten very comfortable coming to us knowing that we'll give them high quality, high performance, cost-effective solutions for these broadband and now millimeter wave products.
So millimeter wave is not trivial because of some of the technical challenges that are involved in developing products and testing and so forth.
Sure.
What are some of the challenges you've faced to extend your product line into the millimeter wave frequencies, and how have you addressed those?
Well, certainly millimeter wave is a tough space to operate in. People say space is tough to operate in, but millimeter waves are certainly a challenge. You know, it's hard to think of millimeter wave products as being easy to use, but that's really been our focus. We want to make sure that when customers come to us that they're getting the high performance products that they want, but they want to also make sure we make them easy to use, and easy to use both in terms of solving their shorter design cycles and helping them get to market faster, as well as lowering their production costs. But ultimately, meeting the performance of the part is just the ante to the table, and being able to do that delivering that solution in a way that meets those schedules and meets those production goals is what really wins the hand for us, and that's where we've been very successful. And to that end, we've been developing a lot of solutions that meet or exceed our customers' expectation, while at the same time easing their manufacturing goals. And the way we've gotten there is through investing in new packaging technology, because in terms of making millimeter wave easy to use, packaging and going to surface mount is certainly an important benefit.
So speaking of packaging, it's really challenging to get low cost packaging for millimeter wave applications. What are you doing in that area?
You know, we've used conventional encapsulated over molded packaging for a while, and that works, but it has its limits. We've been able to extend encapsulated packaging up to that limit, really. We have our own packaging line, which affords us some level of flexibility to dig in and really optimize the material set, optimize the process of the packaging, and then optimize that interaction between the designers and the packaging process. And we've been developing a multidisciplinary approach to solving that problem so that we get a lot of co-simulation and a lot of co-development between the packaging engineers and the circuit designers. And with that, we've been able to really scrutinize every step of the process and optimize it. And that's led to products like our TSS-44+, which is a new 40 gigahertz amplifier, our MDB-44H, plus mixer, and our EP2KA two-way splitter, that all of these operate up to 44 gigahertz in an encapsulated form factor, which is in the past has been something difficult to achieve. But as I say, the plastic packaging has its limits, and that limit is quickly being reached today at about 40 gigahertz. So we recognized a couple of years ago that if we were going to participate in the millimeter wave range and up into the even hundreds of gigahertz, we were going to have to do something different. We invested heavily in some core research around packaging, around the materials for packaging, and we developed some patented LTCC-based packaging, which is it's similar to what's available today or has been available for decades, really in high-temp co-fired ceramic form. But whereas that packaging technology is expensive,
right.
Number one, it's also a onesie, twosie build. It's not really aligned to high-volume manufacturing. Our approach was to not only solve the electrical problem for the packaging and make sure that we had a robust solution electrically and mechanically, but we also wanted to make sure it was high-volume manufacturable. So we can do things in panel format that make them more amenable to automated pick-and-place and automated bonding. And that's really been the differentiator for us, as well as some of the patented feed-throughs that we've come up with to improve the overall performance up to 50 and 60 gigahertz. And recent measurements have shown even higher than 60 gigahertz performance. So, I think that has really helped us, together with our 40 gigahertz plastic packaging and our new LTCC packaging, we've been able to transform really what was a bespoke chip and wire, hand-built manufacturing process to a more automated process while still delivering the necessary electrical performance that our customers demand. We've also been able to innovate in some of our traditional connectorized amplifiers and connectorized products with some new innovative assembly techniques, which have improved the overall part-to-part repeatability. They've also reduced the amount of touch time. And all of that goes to, again, time to market and helping our customers with better cost models and all of that. So we don't stop on any one of our product lines. If we learn something new on one, we apply it to the next, and we just keep rolling.
To support some of these new markets, there's a lot of development going on in test and measurement. What are you guys doing in the test and measurement area to support this market?
Well, test and measurement is absolutely a key market for mini circuits. It's one of our top three. And, we continue to develop high-performance active and passive circuits to support these customers. Part of it is in the packaging that I mentioned earlier and working with customers to make their solutions a lot easier to develop. And, we've been working with our customers, whether it be in rack mount or bench top type of equipment, but they're coming at us with all different directions, so we've had to adapt to that as well. In 2019, it's been a heavy investment year for us. We've built up our design teams by building up a team in Rhode Island. So in October, we opened up a design center in Rhode Island, and they're going to be focusing on high power solutions. Mm. I think you previously commented on that team. And this past November, we also authorized an expansion of our Deer Park facility, which has been our primary shipping facility out on Long Island, about an hour east of Brooklyn. And that facility is going to be updated to have a more manufacturing capability. And we're going to also be hiring another design team out there that's going to support the design team in Brooklyn. So we're adding a lot of people, and we're adding a lot of design capability for various aspects of the test and measurement community, whether it's the high power characterization market or the high frequency market, where they need different building blocks for their test benches and also instrumentation. Together, I think we're better positioned to address what our customers are asking for. I think more importantly is that we've established very good relationships with the leaders in test and measurement. And through that collaboration, through that more intimate relationship, we've been able to develop the right products at the right time, and ultimately, get solutions that help them get to market faster as well. So I think it's important these days that time to market, time to revenue is always pressing for everybody. So we're really focusing on how we can help our customers do that.
So what markets are you seeing the most activity in millimeter wave applications?
We're seeing it again across the board, but aerospace and defense for sure, test and measurement, and telecom with 5G are driving a lot of the inquiries that we get. And a lot of our solutions are focused on those top three markets. All require a surface mount capability, also, you know, for test and measurement side, the connectorized form factor. And I think that's where we have an advantage at Mini-Circuits over 50 years, is that we've tried to be very flexible in the offering so that we can support the surface mount community as well as the connectorized community. These markets that are being driven into the millimeter wave or are using the millimeter wave frequency ranges, they all share a very common trait. Aerospace and defense, telecom, test and measurement, and more even these days into industrial, is they all require a long-term support model. And, you know, some of them, many of them, require 10, 15, even 20 years of support and product availability. And with all of the recent EOL notifications that have been going out from some of the biggest players in the industry, I think our customers are turning to us more and more because we have a no EOL policy, and we still make product number one that Harvey Kaley designed and built on in his kitchen. And that product is not only available, we still sell it. So that's the model that these industries, the test and measurement, aerospace and defense, and telecom, really rely on. And that's how we're differentiating as well as a vendor and being that reliable long-term partner of theirs.
Well, Eric, thank you for coming by. Mini-Circuits is obviously, as you said, a long-time supplier in the industry and a market leader, and we appreciate you giving us some insight into what's going on.
Absolutely. Thank you for letting me share a little bit with you.